All right, welcome back, everybody. 2020-2021 NFL football season here. Season 3 of the J&G Show here with George and Jack. The beginning of the end for us. Our senior year begins in these COVID times with our first and hopefully only podcast over Zoom. Hopefully we'll be back into the studio next week for week 2. So, yeah, no preseason. Kind of just jumping right into the season after training camp with the NFL and kind of how they've done it. And I believe that they're allowing, is it 6,000 fans into both the Browns and the Bengals stadiums?
That's nice. I don't think you need fans.
I heard the Steelers aren't starting with anybody in the stadium.
Yeah, so but, I don't know. I know it's a state thing, so it just kind of depends on where you live.
Right,
how many
right.
people are getting admitted. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a different year. But football starts nonetheless Thursday night, Texans and Chiefs rematch of the AFC divisional round from last year. It was a crazy game last year. So the Texans are up 28-0, right? Or is it 24-0?
They were killing them. It was, I think it was 24-0. And then obviously we all know what happened. Chiefs went on to win the Super Bowl. I'd like to add, though, before we start, besides the point of, you know, the virus being out, there were so many changes in the offseason to teams, like huge changes, like big players being moved that you never thought would be moved, like Brady and Rivers. It's going to be a fun year for football, I think.
Oh, yeah. The draft was pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, the draft was stocked. I mean, that was a nice draft. But anyways, I'm taking the Chiefs. I think this is an easy win for the Chiefs. You know, week one, they're still dominant. The only problem is it may be the running back, but I take the Chiefs.
Ooh, I don't.
You don't okay, like Clyde's well, over
so, no, I'm picking the Chiefs too, but I want to counter what George was saying. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a stud.
I mean, it's week one, so that's why I don't think he's going
to. I get that. But I mean, just the two things that I wanted to talk about specifically on this game was the running backs. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is, you know, he's a rookie, obviously, but he's been there's so much hype around this guy, and I think he's got a lot of really good talent moving into a already stacked Chiefs offense, and he's you know already taken that role. I don't think I've heard anywhere that he's splitting time with really any of the other backs. And then the Texans, obviously that blockbuster postseason deal with D-Hop and David Johnson being the two lead guys in that trade with Arizona. I mean, David Johnson's got a lot to prove for the city of Houston. There's a lot of people really, really, really upset with that trade because, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins was literally like arguably other than J.J. Watt was the face of the Texans.
Yeah, he was like their Brady basically.
Yeah, he was their guy. And David Johnson's just an interesting running back because he's a little bit older and is sort of more of a veteran. He's had
some
injuries.
Always gets hurt.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the injuries. So he's got a lot to prove in this season, and hopefully comes out firing for the Texans. But I agree with you, George. I have the Chiefs for this one.
Yeah, I think Chiefs is definitely general consensus right now, but I think it's going to be a good game. This Texans team is very good. You know, they do lose D-Hop in the trade. In the offseason, they did get David Johnson, and they also were able to acquire Brandon Cooks. I believe it was in free agency.
So many moves, you just forget.
Kind of bolster that wide receiver core still. So that hit, that D-Hop leaving isn't necessarily as big of a hit
as
it might have been.
Brandon Cooks is not a bad player.
No, exactly. You have Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, Kenny Stills.
Will Fuller needs to stay healthy. Kenny Stills is good. It's almost like they lose D-Hop, but like in essence, they just become more well-rounded at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those players are just equal, but play differently.
But prior to the D-Hop trade, though, I mean, you had D-Hop, Will Fuller, and Kenny Stills, and that was already a really great core. So I honestly think like this is kind of a you know, the Brandon Cooks comes in there and he's good, but he's not D-Hop good. You know what I mean?
No.
Right. And I think, you know, you had with that with D-Hop over the last couple of years, you gave like Will Fuller and Kenny Stills kind of the opportunity to work one-on-one and like when D-Hop would be getting double teamed literally every single play. And I don't think you're going to kind of have that this year. I think there's going to be a lot more. The defenses are going to have to adjust to how they play the Texans because it's not just going to be like, all right, double D-Hop and then worry about the rest.
Honestly. Do you think any of them are going to be double teamed? I don't think any of those.
No, I don't think any of them will. That's why I think it's going to have to be a change.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe Cooks, but that's a stretch even.
So, I mean, yeah, you give Deshaun Watson three solid wide receivers, and I think he's going to have a good year. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Chiefs do come out on top.
Right.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire is, like, a first-round pick in, like, almost every single fantasy football league and has an impressive football in the NFL.
I don't know. Mahomes likes passing the ball too much, so.
Yeah.
So that's your reasoning? Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, he does.
I get that. No, I understand that. Yeah, but I
mean, he's a rookie.
They also had Damian Williams and LeSean McCoy, and those guys got big numbers, not only in you know, in their respective seasons and how many points they were putting up, but I mean, their fantasy seasons last year in comparison are also pretty substantial. So, but anyway, we can move on to the next game for Philadelphia Eagles versus the Washington Redskins. And honestly, I can see this game kind of going either way, in my opinion. I don't think the Eagles are really that good. I don't have much faith in Carson Wentz anymore. Pretty much ever since last season, and that wide receiver core for Philadelphia is absolutely awful. Even though the Deshaun Jackson's coming back from a really bad injury season last year, that core is just so brutal. And they lost Jordan Howard at the running back position. He went to Miami, so there ain't a lot going on in Philadelphia. But Washington has Terry McLaurin, and that kid's a stud. So I like him. I'm going to pick Washington in this game because I think Dwayne Haskins and Terry McLaurin are going to have something special this year.
Yeah, I'm just going to take home crowd and go with Washington because both teams, there's probably, in my opinion, like going to be six bad teams this year. Very few amount, like where we see like under 5 wins, under 4 wins. And these are probably like 2 of them, to be honest. Both of these teams are not very good. But Washington, you know, home opener, it's probably their win. That's the you can't really decide week one with two teams like these where they are not good from last year, didn't really improve in the offseason. So it's going to be like it's going to be a burnout game. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just really quick, I want to correct myself. I said Washington Redskins. I forgot that they changed their name to the very awesome new team of the Washington football team. My mistake there, but yeah.
Go with the football teams, man. Absolute beautiful fan base out there in Washington for the
I love my football
yellow
team.
W as their logo.
I mean, it looks cool, but like
very basic.
Keep the W. Just give me a mascot.
So, right,
that's my opinion.
But you don't want a big W? What?
No. Put the W on the side of the helmet, but give me like Washington something, and then still have like the W be the lead logo. I don't care what they come up with. It could be, you know, the Washington locomotive. And it's a train or something, just keep the W. I don't care, but I don't want to be saying Washington football team all year long.
Yeah, you would figure that, you know, they would have enough time to like pick something else. Like, I didn't realize it was like that gonna be that hard. Like, you have a controversial name, you get rid of the controversial name. There shouldn't be any controversy in replacing the controversial name, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand why the second part of that subtitle.
I love how bad this game is that we're talking about the mascot name for Washington because both these teams are just that bad.
Dude, like, I mean, this Eagles offense, like Carson Wentz. Okay, they get Jalen.
I'm hearing you. I'm listening.
Good wide receiver. You have Deshaun Jackson coming back. Alshon Jeffrey. So you got three decent receivers. Carson Wentz, MVP candidate a couple years ago, but he's injury prone, as we've seen over the last 2 years. You have Jalen Hurts on that team. Don't know how he's going to fit in. Don't think he's going to be a backup quarterback the whole year, though. I think they're definitely going to find a way to mix him in some way in the offense or special teams or something like that. And, you know, this Washington team is just not – like, they got Chase Young, they got Dwayne Haskins, they got Terry McLaurin. Like, that's it, honestly.
Pretty much. I mean, they lost Peterson recently, so they don't have running back.
They have Geis, right?
Actually, hold on. He might be a free agent.
There's literally been so many offseason moves that, like, it comes to the point where I could forget that Brady's on the Buccaneers.
Hold on. Darius Geis actually, I think, is a free agent. Yes, Washington releases running back Darius Geis.
Who's their running back?
After- Let me tell you right now.
Bryce Love, Antonio Gibson, Peyton Barber.
JD McCarthy. Probably Peyton Barber then. But
Peyton Barber, he's decent sometimes.
Antonio Gibson's their start. Wow, Peyton Barber is their third string, according to ESPN's depth chart. So JD McKissick is second string, and then Antonio Gibson is he a rookie?
Thank you. They don't have a number one running back right now. This
no,
but
I mean, like,
similar. It's gonna be similar to what the Rams are doing with like Akers.
Yeah,
and it's just gonna be like whoever wins the job wins the job.
Peyton Barber should get that job, honestly, but that's just my opinion.
All right, some more divisional matchup in the AFC. The new Patriots facing the Dolphins, who did name Ryan Fitzpatrick as their starter to start, so you won't see Tua week one. Hey, man, this fits magic. Like, listen, hold on.
The Dolphins are
too far. Too far. Take it back.
What? No. Okay.
Whoa. You don't think Miami's stacked?
Hold on. First off, let's start with the backfield. Howard and Breida. Come on. Yes, that's sir. Insane. No, that's an insane backfield.
Howard's overrated. Breida's good. Breida's
really
Howard's
good.
Overrated, though.
Okay. Fitzmagic, you can't talk crap about Fitzmagic. You can't. It's week one Fitzmagic. They're going to win. First off, Patriots aren't even that good. Who's that one receiver on the Dolphins?
Devontae Parker.
Oh, you got Devontae Parker, Preston Williams.
There he is. Yeah, Parker, he's still going to be a beast. The defense needs some work, obviously. Is Aqib Talib still on the team? Because he'll be back this year.
Yeah, they picked up Byron Jones, Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah.
They got a couple veterans in there.
It's a good team all around, okay? If Tua comes in, I don't see a difference because – you know, he's going to be a rookie. He's okay. As long as he doesn't get injured like he, you know, seems to like to do. I think this is a Dolphins win. Patriots, I just think with Brady leaving, you probably lost a lot of fans. Probably. I mean, that's a huge hit. Gronk comes back, and he doesn't even come back to New England. He comes back for Brady. So that's kind of a hit for you, too.
It's a little sad.
Your defense is that same defense that you've had for, like, 4-plus years. They're getting older. And
but they're still good.
They're still good. But the thing is, they're going to lose that offensive, like, power. So it's going to be even more relying on that defense. I don't think they can do it behind Cam Newton.
Oh, hold on. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes, all right?
There's no way.
This Patriots offense around Cam Newton is going to be nuts, okay? Here's why.
No. Rex Burkhead would be a better QB for them. That's like the first thing running.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's so much disrespect.
Dude, Cam Newton is a high, high quality player, and he's on a far better team with a better offensive line. Keep in mind, the Patriots offensive line had to be so good for so many years because they can't risk Tom Brady, who is far – older, yada, yada, yada. Yes, maybe you can argue that he's not injury prone, but he's also old, so taking hits is bad, but whatever. So that offensive line for the Patriots is very good. And that's plays more to Cam Newton then, because that protects Cam Newton in the pocket. But Cam Newton, I don't know if we've really mentioned this, is also a really big runner. And I honestly can see Cam Newton sort of taking like the Lamar Jackson was around. But I honestly can see Cam Newton being like the Lamar Jackson of this year, just completely reworking that Patriots offense. He still has Edelman. N'Keal Harry has been around the organization for a while. That's a name that's not very well known, but I think will be known as the season moves forward. Yes, like you mentioned, George, there is a little bit of, you know, dispute in the backfield back there, but I think throughout the season, Sony Michel and James White are kind of just going to be a dynamic duo, and we'll go from there. And Rex Burkhead will just be left in the dust. But I don't think this Pats offense is something to look past. And plus we're also dealing with Bill Belichick here, who is always going to pull something out of his sleeve. So never dispute the Patriots. I think they're going to be a contender. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were, but definitely a contender.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically the same team, but you take out Cam Newton, or you take out Tom Brady and you put in Cam Newton.
Exactly.
And so, again, Cam Newton's a huge risk, but I really do like that the Patriots pick them up because I think Bill Belichick's the only coach in the NFL that can make something out of him.
I mean, the offensive line has to make a huge adjustment to where, you know, they'd every play, if it's a passing play, they'd be like, all right, let's protect the pocket. Now they have to relearn their whole, like, what? I mean, those guys have been on the team for at least 4+ years, right? So for 4 years, they've just been blocking, protecting the pocket. Now they're going to be looking behind them and be like, why is this guy all the way on the outside? He's supposed to be behind me. Why is he running?
But you can argue that the whole team, the whole offense has to be reworked around Cam Newton. It's not just the offensive line.
I think Edelman – I don't know if Edelman can deal with it.
I don't know.
I mean, Edelman's a very good player. He can adjust. But I don't think Edelman will be – Edelman was good because of Brady. So it's going to be hard with Cam Newton, who doesn't throw a consistent pass every play like Brady.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. Yeah, I think Cam – I honestly do think that, especially the way, like, injuries have kind of halted Cam's career, I think he's – Bill Belichick is going to try and do what he can to develop him into somewhat of a pocket passer and rely on his arm.
I think they're going to build this offense completely around Cam's playing style. I think they're going to bring Cam in, and he's going to be the face of the organization. He's going to take Tom Brady's spot. And it's going to be a whole different team. But anyway, we can move on to Packers-Vikings. This is going to be a very interesting game, I think. I think it's going to be a relatively close one. You guys agree?
Close? Yeah, because it's week one in Packers and Vikings. This division's always close week one. Vikings, they get rid of Diggs. From a talent standpoint, bad idea. From a locker room standpoint, good idea. Diggs is not the... You know, the type of guy you kind of want around in the locker room when you lose a game, or, you know, he doesn't even have a good performance. He doesn't, compose himself. Then you have Thielen, who I don't think he can really do it all by himself. Kyle Rudolph's a very overrated tight end. Running back, Dalvin Cook. He'll still be a beast as long as he doesn't really hurt his ankle throughout the year. Other than that, the defense, it's still kind of the same, kind of static defense. So as long as they can keep it up, I mean, they can go to the playoffs, but I don't see them going further than that. They win this game, probably. I mean, the Packers, you know, you can never count out the Packers.
I just want to mention really fast, and I'll say my pick for the game, too. You didn't mention Justin Jefferson, the rookie wide receiver for the Vikings.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he's going to take a pretty substantial role in this Vikings offense.
He'll have to, yeah. He'll be the second wide receiver.
So I think that's he's going to be important to watch as the season goes forward. And then my pick, even though I was talking about the Vikings a little bit here, I'm going to take the Packers. I just think Aaron Jones and a healthy Devontae Adams and then Aaron Rodgers all together is just a very substantial offense. There obviously needs to be a little bit more weapons potentially added in later in the season or
like a tight
new
end.
Guys come in and shine. But, a tight end or another wide receiver. But
the defense is still pretty good, though.
Yeah, so that's exactly why I'm going to pick the Packers. I just don't think Vikings are there yet.
Yeah, I mean, these are two very good teams. The Packers are went to the NFC Championship last year, even though they did get embarrassed.
They went home.
Right, exactly. The Vikings team was good. This Vikings team went into New Orleans and beat a very good Saints team that a lot of people had either going to the conference. You're going to the NFC Championship or going to the Super Bowl. So, again, both these teams are very good.
If you remember.
So, yeah, right. I was going to try.
Overall, they did beat them.
Yeah,
overall,
that
beat
was
them.
A bad
call. But, like, they did play in San Francisco or Santa Clara the next weekend. They got 49ers. And then they got killed.
True.
But, yeah, Justin Jefferson, I think, is going to be a top three rookie wide receiver this year. He's very good, very quick, especially at that wide receiver two role. I think he's going to do very well. I think Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow are – relatively similar when it comes to their playing style, so I don't necessarily think it's going to be the biggest adjustment for him. But this Packers team, again, it all depends on Aaron Rodgers. He's mid-30s now. Kind of looked like he was turning into a little bit of a game manager last year. Again, and it depends on how Aaron Jones plays too, because if Aaron Jones isn't running the ball efficiently, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that kind of safety blanket to go behind.
Right.
I like the Vikings here. Just because they're at home, and I do like Justin Jefferson a lot this upcoming year. But, yeah, going into our next game, we have the Colts and the Jaguars, Phillip Rivers. Indianapolis Colt now. Well, it's going to look a little different for sure.
Still being blue, though. I mean, I still hate Philip Rivers.
I think he's going to sport that Colts uniform pretty well, honestly.
Really? Didn't you hate him last year? Wasn't it?
I did not like Philip Rivers. And I still don't like Philip Rivers.
He just throws mallards.
Like, no, I mean, I think he's going to
throwing a medicine ball.
Yeah, he's not a good quarterback. He should have retired and not gone to the Colts. But I'm not going to dispute why he looks cool in a Colts uniform. So, this Colts offense is not going to be anything special. Maybe by the grace of God, T.Y. Hilton will save this offense. But Marlon Mack and Jonathan Taylor are the two running backs for them. Marlon Mack is going to take an absolute huge step back from last season, from being the clear starter to now splitting time. I was reading that the Colts have decided that the rookie Jonathan Taylor and Marlon Mack will split. But even though Philip Rivers is an absolute bum and the Colts offense, and there's nothing that substantial about the Colts, they are playing against the arguably tanking Jags.
Don't even start Jags. You're gonna mention Minshew.
The Jags were
looking like the new New England Patriots. Okay, when this guy with a fancy mustache comes in, does good for a game. Jackson, buy a jersey. Everybody gets on the hype train. he sucks the rest of the year. And then the Jags are like, all right, how do we help Minshew? Because we're not going to use Foles. I know. Let's get rid of the whole team. Fournette. Let's just leave. Let's just like that guy. He's gone. That guy. He too. I don't want anybody but Minshew.
Anybody that's left from the season, we went to the AFC Championship or whatever. We went into the playoffs. We went deep in the playoffs. Let's get rid of them all.
It's like the Colts have a bye week that they get a free win off of. I think that's any team playing the Jaguars.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
The Jaguars are not going to be a good team this year. The only cool thing about the Jaguars now is they're going 0-16.
Mark it right now. 0-16 Jacksonville Jaguars. Right,
you know what? I wasn't going to go that far, but yeah.
No, they will not win a game. They will not win a game.
Unless the NFL makes a rule you can play your own team, then that's the only way they get a win.
0-16 right. Jags. Mark it down.
Jackson, I want to hear you try to defend the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That front office is imploding a little bit. You know, you get rid of four or five defensive players. You're out of basically the whole defense that carried you to the AFC Championship a couple of years ago. But you do have a couple of offensive weapons. You do have Gardner Minshew, who did prove, although inconsistent last year, that he can be a top-tier player. And he gets a full offseason, and he gets the helm from the beginning this year, something they didn't have last year. So, start of the second season, new slate, DJ Chark.
I knew that was going to be mentioned.
I mean, that team's like not good at all, but neither are the Colts. So, you know, Minshew Mania is going
to
be undefeated.
Are you really picking the Jags to win?
You wholeheartedly think the Jaguars will win this game?
I mean, I don't really think, I don't like, no. But I don't think, okay. Like, I can see where the Jaguars do in the game. I can see them winning the game just because the Colts defense, other than Darius Leonard, isn't necessarily elite by any means. And that offense isn't very good either.
All right. But I just want to back up.
If Philip Rivers comes out throwing darts, then game over.
Hold on. I just want to back up my statement that they're going 0-16 really fast. I just want to run. Actually, yeah, I want to run through like the first six games here. All right. Colts, Jags, that's an L.
L.
Jags. Jags Titans, that's an L.
That's an L.
Jags Dolphins, that's an L.
That's an L.
Yeah.
Jags Bengals, that's an L.
He's close game.
Jags Texans, that's an L. And then the sixth game of the season, Jags Lions, that's an L.
They can beat the Colts. They can beat the Bengals, and they can beat the Lions.
Beating the Lions. We'll get to that in a minute. Actually, that's a perfect segue. Bears, Lions. Here we go, folks. All right. The Chicago Bears versus the Detroit Lions. I want to mention the Lions here. I think the Lions, they're an underrated team. I'm going to say it now. I think they're an underrated team. I think Matthew Stafford still has an absolute cannon of an arm. And Kenny Galladay is a stud wide receiver. Definitely someone you guys should pay attention to in fantasy for anyone listening about fantasy. And Marvin Jones, also not a bad number two wide receiver on that team. He proved himself pretty worthy last year when Kenny missed a little bit of time last year, I do recall. And then as soon as DeAndre Swift is healthy, they got DeAndre Swift and Kerryon Johnson in the backfield. That's a pretty good dynamic duo right there. The only thing that worries me a little bit about Detroit is their defense.
Well, Desmond Trufant's on the defense. He's decent.
You get Desmond Trufant, you replace Slay, and you draft Jeff Okuda with your third
Jamie
pick.
Collins, right?
Jamie Collins is irrelevant. He's been irrelevant.
He's irrelevant, but like he's a good leader.
he's a good veteran. All right,
we got to go back to the backfield real quick, though. Adrian Peterson, 10,000 yard season.
Yeah. My bad. Yes. He is the newest recruit.
Adrian Peterson, even though the Lions, you know, broke that streak of without, you know, 100-yard game rusher forever, what it seemed like, bringing in more running backs doesn't help your running game. You know, bringing in Peterson maybe as some veteran leadership is pretty nice for the young guys. Overall, though, the Bears, you know, the Bears, I don't know.
The Bears are bombs.
Are they good?
No, they're not good.
They're not going to be good until Trubisky isn't their starter. Trubisky is still their starter.
Wait, I'm going to be honest. Yes. I thought he was off the team. I don't even.
No, he's still their starter.
I do not like Trubisky.
We can't get past the fact. I don't understand this. Please someone tell me why Mitchell Trubisky is starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
It makes no sense.
The team is bad as it is. Let's just make it worse.
That defense is good.
Okay, yeah, the defense was good last year, but what did they do? Nothing.
They didn't do anything. They were not even in the top five defenses last year. That's bad.
I mean, it's like the Browns offense, though. Like, it's good on paper. It might not perform, but like, when you look at it,
it's a Madden defense, is what I
think. Right, it's a Madden defense.
If you had that team in Madden, you'd be undefeated. Still, though, you have Trubisky, which, you know.
Bum.
You go out, you purposely get Nick Foles to be your starter, and then you're just like, no, I'm just going to start Trubisky. So.
I don't get that at all. He was so bad.
He had to show something in training camp. But
what? Is he an angel? Can he fly? Can he fly now?
Someone please
tell me. Can this dude fly?
Maybe he can throw the ball like 200 yards. I don't know.
Dude, Nick Foles was a Super Bowl MVP, and he is now a second-string quarterback.
You can't talk crap on Nick Foles. He was a Super Bowl MVP.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Nick Foles should be the starter.
Anyway, this is a Lions victory, first off.
Trubisky's not going to get a win ever again.
I hate Trubisky. Is Tariq Cohen still on the team? Because I hate him too. He's overrated.
Yes, he is. Tariq Cohen's actually.
This is a statement. I hate the entirety of the Bears.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry to all Bears fans, but you know, I'm tired of you guys thinking you're so good with your defense and then going 4-12 and thinking you're the best team ever.
Yeah, that happens. Again, look for the Lions though. DeAndre Swift, I do like him a lot. I think he's gonna be a top three.
Amendola's
he's just got some injury problems right now. He needs to get that sorted out. Because he'll be at some point when DeAndre Swift is healthy, it's going to be him and Kerryon.
I like second year Hawkinson. I think he's going to have a beast.
Hawkinson, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's another good call.
I like him. Yeah, I think Lions take this early victory for them early in the year. We move on to the newly acquainted Las Vegas Raiders against the Carolina Panthers. With Teddy Bridgewater at the helm for them now.
I like it.
This is Raiders team that bolstered their offense in the offseason through the draft, adding Henry Ruggs. And this Panthers team, obviously, no Cam Newton, no Will Greer, who I believe there was their quarterback for the last couple weeks last year. Still obviously have CMC, the best running back in the NFL. I don't care. He's the best player out of the backfield in the NFL. And then bringing in Teddy Bridgewater, who, when he had a chance with the Saints last year, when Drew Brees went down with his thumb injury, he was undefeated. Or he lost. He's 4-1? Or was he undefeated?
I think he was undefeated.
I believe he was undefeated.
But I think the best
was
picking up Anderson, Robbie Anderson from the Jets. That guy's a beast of a wide receiver.
Thank you.
Bridgewater is kind of like a little bit of a scrambler. He'll move outside the pocket. And Anderson's a fast, speedy guy, so he can really if he sees Bridgewater in some trouble, he can adapt to that situation pretty well.
Dude, let's talk about the Carolina Panthers wide receiver core in general. Oh, my God.
It's finally decent. Like, it's actually good.
Robbie Anderson and Curtis Samuel. Oh, it's an actual,
like, the Panthers, three, I think, have had the worst wide receiver core since
That's three good dudes right there. That is going to be a good wide receiver core.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily – you don't have, like, wide receiver number one, though. I don't really think. I think Robbie Anderson might be him. But
I think it's clear it's Robbie.
I don't think really? He's consistent enough. I don't think
he's number one in New York.
I think it's DJ. I think he's number one.
You know who's number one in New York right now, George, for the Jets? Rashad Perryman. That's their number one. Because they haven't had anybody at wide receiver since, like, Wayne Trebet.
They got Jamison Crowder. They got Jamison Crowder. What? Crowder's not bad.
I'm just saying, Crowder's not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like Crowder a lot. He's one of the top slot wide receivers in the league.
Le'Veon
can
play wide receiver.
They might have to. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Raiders here for this game. I just like Derek Carr coming in, I believe, his fourth year.
Let me write that sentence down.
Definitely has something to prove going into this year. Again, Josh Jacobs coming into his second year. He's a beast last year. So that offense is good. And I don't think that Panthers defense is
Darren Waller's decent. I don't like Darren that they're going to rely on Henry Ruggs so much, though.
They are going to. That's very true. That's very true.
And then that Panthers defense is just going to be bottom tier.
Well, so I have the Panthers winning this. The defense isn't good, but I don't think the Raiders are ready. They need at least 4 weeks.
They're not ready for CMC, and they're not ready for a freaking plethora of wide receivers coming at them. That team, I like the Panthers in this one for sure.
All right, going on to Le'Veon Bell at wide receiver versus the Bills this week, because they might need him if they're going to have a chance to win, because I don't really see the Jets winning this game at all.
Whoa, George, I promise you,
like, my Jaguars are like your Jets. Like, that's
Hold up. Healthy Sam Darnold is a good quarterback.
No, please, God. He sees ghosts. He sees ghosts, George.
Okay, listen. Healthy Sam Darnold. Okay, fine, whatever. Flacco, what if he comes in?
Flacco's on the Jets? When did that happen?
After he – I can't say that. After he got released by the Broncos. I was going to say a different sentence there. Le'Veon Bell is a good running back.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Le'Veon Bell is a really good running back. Okay, he had a bad year last year, but he's decent. And I will give you the George guarantee – no, scratch that. The O'Brien guarantee to why the Jets will win this year. They'll win the Super Bowl.
I'll give you a secret. It's because of one guy.
The
Jets are going to win the Super Bowl.
One guy.
Who?
Frank Gore. I'm telling you, baby. It's Frank Gore.
No, that's a good point. It's a really good point, actually.
How can you argue that the Jets are not going to win the Super Bowl?
We have to listen to Frank Gore all year long. Frank Gore in The Last Dance, folks.
Frank Gore Jr. is a freshman running back for Southern Mississippi, and I think he's going to be playing in the NFL when his dad does.
Frank Gore's – CJ Mosley is a good – whoa, okay, listen. Watch your tongue, boy. Frank Gore is the best running back of all time. Statistically not, but in my eyes, yes. And majority of the world, trust me, it's a proven fact. CJ Mosley is a good linebacker. They do lose Jamal Adams, so the defense does need a little help. But who needs a defense when you got Frank Gore?
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're going to go through this third season, my second season, Jackson's third, about listening to freaking Frank Gore, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But no, this Bills team.
We could talk about the Bills. Yeah,
This Bills team has the AFCs for a couple of years to come. I like Josh Allen a lot. Adding Stephon Diggs is their definite number one wide receiver.
I do like that.
Even though we know very well that Stephon Diggs is one of, like, the most toxic humans in the NFL this current moment. He's being put into a position where he is the clear wide receiver number one, which is something he didn't have with Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I think with Josh Allen, who is a better quarterback than Kirk Cousins, I think he has a lot – his ceiling is a lot higher for this year. I think
Cole Beasley will be a big part of this offense.
Cole Beasley, hold on. He was sneaky last year. No, he had like
Cole Beasley is not going games. To be a big part of this offense. I'm telling you, John Brown,
is he wide receiver number three, Cole Beasley.
I think he'll be starting, like not starting number one. Yeah, but he'll be on the field. He's a good blocker. That's why.
Dude, you got it. You can't forget about John Brown, though, man.
John Brown's good, but John Brown's inconsistent.
John Brown's like a deep threat.
The biggest – no, I disagree. Well, sort of, in a way. I think Stephon Diggs is your deep threat. I think Stephon Diggs allows Josh Allen to be able to throw the ball downfield. Pray, you better send some – if you have Josh Allen on your fantasy team or if you're a big Josh Allen guy, start praying now that he's able to throw the ball straight
I'm just saying, Jack. I feel like Josh Allen would be the type of guy to where if he threw a bad pass to Diggs, Diggs would yell at Josh Allen, or he'd yell at him, and Josh Allen would start crying. So I have a feeling that Josh Allen is going to – I don't think they're going to mix well. Like, all jokes aside, those two personalities do not really match. I picked the Jets winning this, just saying.
I have the Bills 100%. And Jackson, you said you have the Bills, right?
Yeah, I have the Bills. I mean, that Bills defense has been good the last 3 years. Nothing's changed. The offense has just gotten better. And again, I think there's going to be a little bit of clashing in the locker room, but I also think that the Bills front office had this discussion with Stephon Diggs, like, hey, we're going to bring you in here. You're going to be our number one guy, wide receiver, but you got to stop this stuff that was happening in Minnesota because it obviously made them very unproductive. And this Bills team has a very legitimate chance to go deep into the playoffs.
True, true.
So, yeah, I like the Bills. You move into some Cleveland action. Browns versus Ravens. Baker Mayfield's MVP. Browns are going to go 16-0. Nick Chubb's going to have 35 touchdowns.
Oh, my God. I just choked. Are you kidding me? I just choked. Oh, my God.
Right there.
Jesus Christ. You really just said that. Browns are going 16-0. Oh, my God. I just choked. Jesus. You guys are going to beat the Ravens twice? You're going to beat the Steelers twice?
In actuality, though, I think. Okay. Browns lose this week. I mean, I don't really know how you.
Thank you.
You pick anybody other than Lamar. Especially coming out running MVP. I think the Browns were one of the only teams that kind of gave the Ravens trouble last year. Browns beat them in their first meeting early in the season, even though it was before Lamar kind of developed his run. Right, yeah. I said Browns were one of the only.
Okay. I thought you meant like one.
No. I was going to say they're the only one. But yeah, this Browns team, as always, has a lot of promise, but also has a very high ceiling, but also a very realistic floor. So I can definitely see another 7-9 season. I like the Browns at 11 wins this year, though.
6-10 Browns.
11 wins.
6-10 Browns.
11-5. Yeah. But I like the Ravens this game. Adding J.K. Dobbins with Mark Ingram in that backfield just makes that offense they have to be top five in the NFL by now if they weren't already.
Marquise Brown. Yeah.
I still don't like Brown. I think he needs
Hollywood Brown. Of the
year.
I don't think he's a number one wide receiver by any means.
I'm riding high on the Hollywood Brown train here, because the kid put a lot of work in the offseason. He put in 20 pounds of muscle. Oh my God. So I'm a big fan of Hollywood Brown going forward. Still love Mark Andrews at tight end. Like you said, somehow the Ravens were able to draft Dobbins. He just fell to them. But J.K. Dobbins, I think, is going to eventually throughout the season work his way into the, I guess you could say, the number one running back for the Ravens. Just because I think he's going to be a stud. And Mark Ingram is just getting older and less. I guess he's not the same as he was when he was with, let's say, like Saints a couple of years ago with Calvin Kamara. Both those guys were studs. But anyway, the biggest thing that I'm worried about with the Browns, and I briefly mentioned this to Jackson earlier today, was target shares in terms of that offense. There's a lot of mouths to feed on that that Cleveland offense. And now that's a good thing. You can also say that is a bad thing. But you got Odell, you got Jarvis, you've got now Austin Hooper, and now you also have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Is a really, really good tight end. He was slept on in Atlanta because Matt Ryan is not, you know, the best of quarterbacks.
True.
But, you know, if he's not getting, you know, his share, he's not going to want to play. I mean, the same thing with Odell.
Okay, so do you think Austin Hooper – I don't know much about the guy other than that he's a pretty substantial tight end. He was pretty substantial in Atlanta. Do you think that he's more of like a hothead guy and he's going to be like sort of a Stephon Diggs or an Odell Beckham?
He won't be like a Diggs or Odell where he'll express it. He just will actually not like play well. He'll just not play well on purpose. Like I saw that they were losing last year to they were beating the Niners. They end up beating the Niners. He was not getting the ball at all. So he just let Nick Bosa run right by him on a play. And then he looked at Matt Ryan on the ground and he just kept walking. And I'm like, dang, man. I mean, that might be they got rid of him, because when he's not getting the ball, he gets, like, upset because he knows he has potential and he knows he's
good. Yeah, so does Odell. So that's interesting. I did not know that about him.
Austin Hooper is definitely a top 10 tight end. Might be top 5, depending on how he plays this year.
Oh, he's top 10.
Yeah. As a Cleveland Browns organization, you gave him a lot of money to come and leave Atlanta.
Gave him too much
money. I think it was a $40 or $50 million contract.
Yeah, it's a bit too much. But
for 2 or 3 years. Again, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's getting paid more just because of how people have been getting paid. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, $500 million. Like, come on.
I'm taking the Ravens, I want to say.
Ravens. Moving on, we have Seahawks Falcons. We briefly touched on, you know, Matty Ice and the Falcons. But, man, that Falcons team, they lose Devontae Freeman this year. They don't sign him back. But they sign a guy that has a lot of upside, I think, this year in Todd Gurley. If Todd Gurley can stay healthy for all 16 games, for, geez, even 14 games, my goodness, that team is going to be – that he's going to be pretty solid. And they have Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley back, so
– I like Calvin Ridley.
I think this Falcon – honestly, I'm still going to pick the Seahawks to win, but I was just talking about how the Falcons are – they've got some weapons this year for sure.
I'm picking the Seahawks as well. It's just the Falcons – Ridley is a good wide receiver. Jones is obviously a beast. Just the problem is still Matt Ryan. He's not consistent. He hasn't been good for a while. The defense is it's okay. Honestly, the special teams is actually a problem for that team with Young Hoku, who's not the best kicker in the world.
They just cut Matt Gay, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised they still or even went with him. Falcons are just, you know, I don't think Gurley's going to do much. He hasn't done much. I think last year he had a horrible year. I think the year before that was that his good year? Was that the good year?
And then he tanked
really bad. So I'm picking the Seahawks in this game, and also I'm picking the Falcons. Like, when you think of the Falcons, you don't think of a superstar name as, like, Todd Gurley. Like, you don't think of a good running back. You obviously think of Julio Jones and Matt Ryan. So it's going to be kind of weird to see Gurley on that team. And I don't think he's going to perform well enough.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. Atlanta hasn't had a good running back for a while. You know, we talked about how bad Devontae Freeman's been the last couple of years, how inconsistent he's been. But, you know, that offense is still good. I mean, Matt Ryan was MVP 2-3 years ago when they ended up losing to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You said the wide receiver core is insane. Julio Jones, best wide receiver in the NFL. Him and like Mike Thomas.
Michael Thomas kind of outbeats him a little.
Anyway, I just think Julio's been doing it for a longer time. Like Mike Thomas is only like in his fourth or fifth year.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway,
but Julio Jones had injuries.
Right, and then you have Calvin Ridley again, who's a very, very good wide receiver number two. I just think it all comes out of how Matty Ice is going to play this year. But this Seahawks team is very good. You know, the same team as last year. You know, you lose Clowney in free agency, but you do get Jamal Adams, who was a massive pickup for your secondary. Chris Carson's going to be healthy to start the year, even though he had a lot of fumble troubles last year. He's still a solid running back. And then Russell Wilson, who's
they are a great team.
Seahawks are very
wide receivers. Wide receivers are good. Tight end still needs a little bit of help. That number 46 can never remember his name, but he's a good tight end.
Will Chris Disley? Carson,
yeah. Hollister. Is his name was Hollister? No, it's Hollister, yeah.
Well, Will Disley's in there too. He was solid.
Oh, yeah, Disley. Solid. Yeah, yeah.
Chris Carson's good. You know, fumble trouble, injury trouble. Wilson's still Russell Wilson. Defense is still stacked. There's literally only one counter to the Seahawks. It's like, even if you try to stop Wilson, you can't because he's a beast. There's one counter to the Seahawks, and that's literally the 49ers. Like, there's something there with the Seahawks versus Niners where the Seahawks don't play how they do. Any other time, they play how they do. It's kind of weird to see that.
I mean, like, no, but yeah. Like, the Seahawks were, like, an eighth of an inch away from winning the game last year at the end of the season. I don't know. True. I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going to be really good. That NFC West is going to be the best division for the next couple of years, especially without Kyler Murray's been playing down in Arizona.
Okay, if you're talking this year, maybe next couple of years, no way. But
no, but I'm just saying, I think it's going to be definitely a dogfight for the top spot in NFC West. I don't think the 49ers are going to be able to walk away with it. I think the Seahawks are definitely going to give them a battle for that. I definitely see the Seahawks going to the Super Bowl this year.
Ooh, watch your tongue, boy. I have the Seahawks winning this game.
Seahawks? Yeah.
All right. I got the Seahawks in this game as well.
All right, so moving on to Chargers-Bengals. Ooh, rookie QBs in this one. This one's going to be fun.
Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow. Right.
Is Tyrod starting, though?
Yes, he is.
Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Bringing this back, sort of a reference from last season. I don't know if you guys did this season one or not, but this is my vote for Toilet Bowl Game of the Week. I don't care.
This one?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think this Chargers game is just – it sort of fell apart.
Dude, I don't know. I don't really think you could put Joe Burrow in the toilet bowl his first week in the
it's
NFL.
It's week one. He can't. It doesn't matter if you did. Seriously, it doesn't matter what you did in college. Even if you were as insane as he was, it's week one of the NFL.
No, Joe Burrow's insane. Joe Burrow's
it's
winning
week
MVP.
One of the NFL. It's a completely
Joe Burrow's winning MVP.
Joe Burrow's MVP. Not winning MVP.
No, he's
MVP.
So good. He's so okay, good. Though. That Bengals seems so bad, though. That seems terrible.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you have Joe Burrow.
See, this is why I have it in 12 bowl game of the week. Anyway, Bengals
seem like.
Thank you. Bengals wide receiver core is probably the best thing other than Joe Burrow on that team.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon's on an extension, but he's already questionable moving into game one. So you have A.J. Green coming back healthy for now. We'll see how long that lasts. And he's been riddled with injuries throughout his whole career. Then you have John Ross, but again, he was also injured last year. I think it was like halfway through the season he went out. And then Tyler Boyd, who's really been their most consistent wide receiver on that team. But if – it's a big, big if – all three of those guys can stay healthy. I mean, those are certainly the top three targets. For Joe Burrow, because I don't know who is the Bengals tight end. They don't really have.
They haven't had a good tight end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tyler Eifert's not there anymore, right?
No.
Okay. Even if he is, they'll just
get left for
yeah. Dolphins. Exactly. I'd still pick in these three guys over Tyler Eifert. But anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah, the Bengals defense just isn't anything at all, anything good at all. And those three guys just have to stay healthy, and Joe Mixon also has to stay healthy. So that's three out of four big guys on that offense that have to stay healthy for them to really succeed. But my pick is going to be – I'll take the Bengals week one. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is anything special. Honestly, the same thing that's happening – that happened with Tyrod Taylor in Cleveland with Baker is going to be the same thing that happens with him in L.A. Eventually, he's just going to get replaced by – who was it? Who's
Herbert.
Is it Love?
Herbert.
Okay. So eventually he's just going to get replaced. And the Chargers, I mean, that's just not that great of a team either, other than Eckler and Keenan Allen.
I'm taking Chargers because of defense.
Okay. I like that. I'm just going to I'm taking Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Chargers here just because of what George said. Joe Burrow's going to face a decent defense to start his NFL career. So I think this Chargers team, I think Tyrod Taylor kind of navigates the ship for the first week against the Bengals. But yeah, again, Joe Burrow's gonna be very good. I have no doubt about that in my mind. But yeah, right. Talked about the 49ers a little bit already with the Seahawks. Here they're gonna be playing the Cardinals. who was one of the, they both the games last year, they gave him a little bit of trouble. I believe the 49ers won both of those games, or did they split the?
The
49ers won both those games, but a couple of close games. You know, Kyler Murray, some have him as a dark horse MVP candidate, which I think is a little much.
What?
Kenyon Drake, end of the year, very good for them at running back, gashed the Browns and the Seahawks the last couple of weeks. So that offense is good. Obviously, adding D-Hop, who finally signed a contract extension. So there's not going to be any fuss there. Larry Fitz as well and Christian Kirk. So the offense is good. The defense is eh. I mean, you have Chandler Jones, who's a beast. You draft Isaiah Simmons, who's going to be an absolute tank for you in the middle.
Oh, they have that one safety who's really annoying. Is the last name starts with a B or something?
I don't know.
Baker. That's his name.
Buda Baker.
He's annoying. He's a decent player. Anyways, Cardinals offense kind of stacked with Fitz and Hop.
Yeah, the offense is good.
I love the offense. It's just the Niners defense is just still insane with, you know, Fred Warner, who had a great year last year. You have Dre Greenlaw, who's going to be like that second linebacker. And then we got rid of DeForest Buckner, which I kind of didn't like. He went to the Colts. But we draft Kinlaw, you know, the absolute beast in the first round.
Oh, yeah, Kinlaw's going to be good.
So, and we still have D Ford and Bosa, of course. Sherman. Defense is just – it's so good.
Yeah. This is good. Jimmy G's good enough still.
Jimmy G's got something that he didn't have last year, and that's he's got two good tight ends. He's got he had George Kittle, obviously, who's the best tight end in the league. And then he's now got Jordan Reed. Niners love to use two tight ends. Jordan Reed's a decent tight end. And also wide receivers. You've got Pettis, Brandon Ayuk, who they drafted also in the first round. He's a good player out of South Carolina, I believe it was. USC. Is that what it is?
I think it was Arizona State. The D tackles from South Carolina.
Okay. I know, yeah. And then you still have he's hurt, but Debo Samuel.
I think
he might be starting. I mean, if he is, this year's going to be
insane. I mean, I want to agree with you, George, but I, like, almost can't because I just, like, I think the 49ers offense is, like, just good enough to where they're going to be good. I mean, I think they're still going to be carried by that defense. Like you mentioned, you rattled off all those dudes that are absolutely insane. But I feel like they lost a little bit too much in this offseason with their offense. They lost Sanders and they lost Breida, which I feel like they could have afforded to do that in the case with Breida. But I don't know. Losing Sanders kind of just doesn't. That doesn't make sense
Sanders
to me.
Sanders is a big thing, honestly.
You don't think?
No.
He was their wide receiver number one.
He was, but Samuel was obviously becoming that. Brandon Ayuk is a good guy. We have Dante Pettis, who's probably going to be that third guy.
Yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, who, you know, he showed up. But there's also one player that people haven't seen for 2 years. When the Niners were, like, as bad could get, like, about 3 years ago, we had this guy named Trent Taylor. He's actually Jimmy G's favorite target. He's more valued than Kittle. If you guys didn't know that, he's more valued than Kittle.
What?
Yes, weird. Trent Taylor, number 15. He's a small white dude. He's like 5'11". He's Jimmy G's favorite target. I don't know what to say. But the backfield's also still Mozart.
Yeah, right? I like him. I do.
Yeah.
He's Coleman, a starter.
McKinnon, he's finally back.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on losing Sanders. I don't think that was a good move by them.
I mean, Joe Staley's a big thing, too, as well, but we got Trent Williams.
Oh, so. You did mention him a lot last year. I do remember that, yeah.
So, I mean, I think the wide receiver core is definitely the weakest thing for this 49ers team. But I still
It was last year, too.
I'm picking the Cardinals, by the way.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Niners at home?
Well, it's not
advantage doesn't matter.
It's not a thing anymore.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, still,
I'm taking cards. Yeah, really? I'm taking cards because
Cardinals team's gonna be good this year, dude.
Yeah,
Cardinals will be good this year, but they're not beating the Niners.
Okay. Let me offer for why I think that the Cardinals will win this week. I am sort of in that boat, not fully committed, but I'm sort of in that boat where I think Kyler Murray could be a dark horse MVP. I think he's going to be great, and they're only building more around the kid. Obviously the biggest name being DeAndre Hopkins, that we had mentioned that, but I mean, that team is just going to be so solid. You got obviously the veteran Larry Fitzgerald. Christian Kirk is a guy that is slept on. I don't understand why he's listed as the third wide receiver. Honestly, I would put him over Fitz. Christian Kirk is solid. And Kenyon Drake. The only thing that that worries me a bit about Kenyon Drake is he hasn't put together a full 16-game season, I don't think ever in his career. He split time in Miami, and then he only came into Arizona partway through the season and then was hurt. So we'll see if he's able to live up to that number one running back status this year. But either way, that Cardinals offense is just going to be stellar. And I think you had mentioned their defense a little bit, Jackson. I think their defense is just good enough to be able to propel them throughout the season. So I'm taking Cardinals for sure in this one.
Yeah, probably the game of the week as we go into the Bucs versus the Saints, the new Buccaneers offense with Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, Robert Gronkowski, the whole shebang with Chris Godwin, Mike Evans. That's going to be, I mean, on paper, right, it's a top three offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Again, against the Saints, who is probably another top three, top five offense in the NFL.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Oh, yeah, those players are good, but I still have the Saints winning this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I got Bucks, but I wanted to talk about this on the show specifically today is I'm sure you guys have heard about Bruce Arians just coming out and saying how Ronald Jones is going to be their guy. Another article just came out, I think it was today or yesterday, that Ronald Jones, LeSean McCoy, and then Leonard Fournette. So that is an order of how they're going to be using their running backs. Now, is that going to be similar to the Rams, how they cycled on three guys? Possibly, but I don't know. This just doesn't really make any sense to me because they went out and got Leonard Fournette.
It makes sense to me, actually.
It seemed like Leonard Fournette was going to be the clear starter.
Well, if you know Brady, he likes his receiving backs, and Fournette is not a receiving back.
I know. But
they got Fournette really for when they needed James White. No, who was it? Whoever they used, usually Michelle, that's who it was.
Yeah, it's like a big
get that, like in the 20, within the 20. Mm-hmm. That's why they got Fournette. McCoy is there because McCoy is just McCoy, and he's like Burkhead. Not same skill level, but he'll just go in wherever he needs to.
Okay. But obviously, the rest of this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is just absolutely absurd. Their defense. Isn't great, but it's also not awful. I'd say it's probably in the middle tier of the NFL. And then obviously that wide receiver core is just dirty. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans going to be insane. A little bit of a slept on guy, kind of for good reason, kind of for not. I think you can kind of swing either way on him. Is the tight end OJ Howard. I mean, he's still going to be a pretty solid target with Gronk. So look out for him a little bit, but I mean, this team is just all the way around stacked up and down. So,
yeah, I think Gronk's a massive question mark, but he's also a massive human being. So I don't really see how he can not play good football. Seeing as he's 6'5", 280 pounds of pure muscle, right? But, yeah, I like the Saints in this one just because it's early. Again, yeah, I think against Brady is never a good thing, but – I like the Saints here. I think Drew Brees takes this one from Brady in a very, very good game. I'm moving to Sunday night's action, the Cowboys versus the struggling LA Rams. No running back. Jared Goff's worse than Baker Mayfield, which is kind of hard to do, honestly. And this Cowboys team is coming off a good offseason. You know, they finally get rid of Jason Garrett after 8-10 years of absolutely horrible and passive play calling. We get Mike McCarthy, a very good season coach. Draft CeeDee Lamb, who is going to be a beast, but is also not necessarily going to receive that many targets in their scheme. And then they lose Byron Jones. So the secondary does hurt. That secondary has never really been good down in Dallas. But I like Dallas in this game. I don't really think the Rams.
I'm picking Dallas.
I got Dallas all the way. I think CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, they're bad. I think just the only thing that I wanted to talk about this game is I think CeeDee Lamb is going to be the number one rookie wide receiver coming out of this draft.
Really?
Board, I guess this draft group. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's the real deal, man.
I feel like
there's too many targets.
All too many. I feel like Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs both have equally better opportunities than
even Brandon Ayuk has a better chance.
I honestly can see CeeDee Lamb I almost want to say I can see him completely taking over the wide receiver core, but just due to Amari Cooper's injuries, he's injured already to start the season right now. He's listed as questionable right now. Michael Gallup had some injuries last year as well. Obviously, both of those guys were studs last year for Dallas. But honestly, I can see CeeDee Lamb getting pushed up all the way to the number two wide receiver and taking over Michael Gallup's spot. And depending on how consistent or inconsistent, because he's had both types of seasons, I can see Amari Cooper kind of being pushed aside by CeeDee Lamb as well, just depending on how well he performs this
year. Amari Cooper's too good.
I think he's good. It's just he's not shown that eliteness yet, in my opinion.
I think he has. But
I mean, I think he's been very consistent for the Cowboys. I mean, I don't think with the Oakland he was kind of he was a raw young star, but I think he's kind of solidified his place with Dallas. But yeah, I do think CeeDee Lamb has a lot of talent. He's very quick. He's a very good wide receiver. So yeah, we'll see. Again, Dak Prescott. Time to show why you pay him, right? And Zeke. I don't know how we didn't mention Zeke either. Going into Monday night's action, finally get to talk about Jack's team as they take on the Giants. Should be a cakewalk for them. I mean,
it's gonna be such a cakewalk.
Steelers are on full firing on all cylinders this year, baby. Oh my, we got Big Ben back. You got Juju fully healthy. You got Connor fully healthy. That defense is arguably the best defense in the league. George, I personally think that they are better than the Niners defense. They're gonna have a long run this year.
Is that why the Niners got four turnovers on them last year and the Steelers only got one?
Oh geez. I don't know. I think the Steelers are also just more well-rounded team right now than the 49ers.
We're talking about the Giants and Steelers, dog. You can talk about that when we play each other in the Super Bowl, except you're not going. So
I think we're going.
One thing you got to mention is Eric Ebron. Make sure that's huge.
Ebron was a huge sign for the Steelers. He's going to be working alongside Vance McDonald at the tight end spot. Both of those guys are absolute giants. Yes, he does. He does. That's part of the reason. Well, that is the major reason we went out and signed him. But another thing not to skip past is the wide receiver core. I mentioned it sort of throughout the year last year, but we have obviously Juju being target number one, then Deontay Johnson and James Washington and rookie Chase Claypool. That's four solid wide receivers right there that I think will all get pretty solid target shares. And then James Conner and Jalen Samuels in the backfield. There's a lot of weapons on this team. And as long as everybody stays healthy, because there are some injury-prone guys, this could be a very big year for Pittsburgh
football.
This
could be a good year for Steelers. But the one thing you gotta know is that it's the Giants. The Giants are probably going to be the worst team in the league this year. Giants suck.
Jags are the worst team in the NFL. Giants are definitely bad.
Giants are pretty bad.
Let's clear your jets now.
So Steelers, this is a really good game for them to test out what they want to do. They're really lucky that they got a team like this week one. Monday night too. You know, it's even if there won't be many fans, it's Monday night. You still feel that. Prime time. So Giants, no chance. Giants suck. Steelers are a good team.
Okay, I agree with you that we're going to steamroll the Giants this week, but I also don't want to, completely underhype the Giants, right? You can make an argument that they're going to be pretty bad, but you can also, in my opinion, make an argument that they're going to be a little bit above average. I think Danny Dimes is going to have a pretty solid season.
I was about to say, and if you start your next sentence saying Daniel Jones is going to be a good quarterback, I'm going to have to send you to jail, because that is a false statement, dog.
Okay, but let's say even he's a mediocre quarterback this year, which I don't think will happen. He still has Golden Tate, who has been super, super, super reliable throughout his entire career, other than his, what was it, suspension, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley, obviously, is going to be an absolute beast, as he always is.
This is Saquon's last year in the Giants. Just saying.
What? Hold on.
He's going to want to be traded.
That's a hot
He's not going to want to stay on the Giants.
Anyway, I mean, the wide receiver core for the Giants, I've sort of been mentioning this for almost all the teams, kind of. But the wide receiver core isn't awful either. Sterling Shepard is pretty solid. The dude just been concussed so many times, he probably can't see straight, but, you know. And then Darius Slayton, like you just mentioned, he's pretty good. And then Evan Ingram. I mean, he's not a bad tight end. So I don't think this offense isn't brutal. So I don't think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. Definitely the Jags will be. That's another shot at Jackson.
Well, they just get lucky that they get to play the football team and the Eagles twice.
The football team. I hate that so much.
It sounds so weird. It sounds so bad.
But, yeah, I mean, this Giants team and the Steelers team, I think they're both they could be good. But they're both very young, right? And I think especially with the Steelers team, they have a very high ceiling.
You think the Steelers are a young team?
Especially at the skill position, for sure. Yeah, wide receiver.
I'm pretty sure Big Ben is like 97.
Big Ben is a veteran experience. But yeah, both running backs are they've been in the league for 3 years or less. You have a wide receiver.
At that point, you can argue that 3 years are. I think they're both been in for 3 or 4.
I'm fairly confident Connor's actually, like, maybe only played for, like, 3 years, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he's been in for a while.
Yeah.
He was
a backup for a couple teams before he came to Pittsburgh. But
no, he got drafted by Pittsburgh.
Was he? I don't know if that's right. Hold on. I'll look it up after the show. But I don't know. I don't think that this team is that as young as you think, other than Chase Claypool and I guess
Connor's going into Deontay Johnson. Year. With the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. So, I mean, but what my point is, you can almost argue that when you're in your third to fourth year as a running back, that's almost like a veteran position, in my opinion, because running backs don't last very long.
I agree with
you. You know?
Yeah. So, I just think this team is like, you do have Big Ben, who's going to be a very good veteran leader. Again, I'm very wary on Big Ben just because of the age. And, you know, he comes back from a shoulder surgery. And it's just like, how many times is he going to be able to get hit and get back up?
Hey, man, that's why they call him Big Bang. He just gets hit, gets right back up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I thought it was because he resembled a clock.
Yeah, that's part of it. But again, on the defensive side, too, like the defense lit it up last year with TJ Watt, Devin Bush, Bud Dupree, Minkah Fitzpatrick.
I love those names.
Relatively young defense. And it's like, again, I think that this team can be very well, can be a 10 or 11 win team, very good. But I also think that they can 6 or 7 wins. I think they're very
That's a big margin.
It is a big margin. I think they're in a very similar situation to the Browns.
Are you kidding me? No. Yeah. No, sir. We don't have a bum quarterback in Baker Mayfield, that's for sure.
Oh,
and then you have a quarterback that's 35, 36 years old, is coming off of a shoulder surgery.
Yeah, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, this guy's been putting it together year in and year out. I think he's the
same thing for Phillip Rivers, but we were also trashing Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers makes me want to throw up in my mouth. Phillip Rivers makes me want to throw up in my mouth. I don't know if he's a first ballot.
Very comparable quarterbacks.
I don't know if Phillip Rivers is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'd say Phillip Rivers is a little better than Big Ben, honestly.
Oh, my God. We better switch the topic right now. I'm going to throw up.
I think Big Ben's won more. But I think Phillip Rivers is more consistent. I don't know. I'm just saying stuff to get checked.
Phillip Rivers hasn't won a Super Bowl.
I mean, I was just talking about, like,
I mean,
Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl. And neither did Barry Sanders.
Oh, boy. I need another topic or I'm going to have a heart attack. Please, God.
Yeah, we're going to go on to the second game of our doubleheader on the Monday night, the Titans versus the Broncos. Broncos, another young core that has a lot of promise. And this Titans team is legit. You know, they added Javion Clowney last couple of days for the defensive side. That offense is very good. They have Tannehill and Henry locked in.
Titans be like, give ball to Henry, we win.
Basically, yeah.
Truth.
This Broncos defense, you know, Bradley Chubb and Von Miller on that defensive line are very good.
Oh, Chubb's finally back in. That's going to be good.
Drew Locke is a very big question mark. And then the signing of Melvin Gordon, I didn't really get, especially when you have Phillip Lindsay. I think you just
I like that for Denver.
I hate Melvin Gordon. I think Melvin Gordon is the most
it's just not good. Oh.
Melvin Gordon is a very overrated. He's overrated,
He's overrated because, I mean, I don't think he's overrated. I don't think he got a chance. I think I do agree with you that he was overdramatic. If he wasn't overdramatic, he would have had his chance to sort of
prove it more for people.
I know. But, give me money is what he wanted. But, I don't know. I just think Phillip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon are going to be a solid duo, and that's really all that the Broncos' offense is going to be.
Cortland Sutton.
Oh, God. I knew you guys were going to say that. I just don't have faith in either. Jerry Jeudy I have as my number two wide receiver out of this rookie year, wide receivers with CeeDee Lamb, number one I mentioned. Noah Fant, I don't think is a good tight end at all.
Years he'll be like a Kittle type player, not caliber but type.
We'll see.
I mean, he already is a good player. He's a very speedy.
I got Titans in this one.
I'm just trying to defend the Broncos here. This is an easy Titans one. Derrick Henry stick out his arm and literally kill the whole team.
Yeah, basically, like that's exactly what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Drew Locke. Whatever. I mean, like he was okay last year. He has some weapons to be good this year. Again, we said Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. I think Jerry Jeudy's gonna be very, very good. Again, he doesn't necessarily have a quarterback to throw to him, but I mean he's a very good wide receiver.
I can see Drew Locke sort of being like a Josh Allen, but a little bit better. You know what I mean?
I mean, like that's his ceiling, but yeah, I don't think he's proven it. But yeah,
I don't know. I think there's a little bit more hype around. I think he'll be better than people think, but we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see in this week. Hopefully next week we'll be able to get in the studio and not have to record over Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but until then, peace.